and welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. Remember when you were first dating your spouse? The butterflies and giddy feeling you got when you saw them? All you wanted to do was spend all of your time together, right? Now that you're married, it might feel like there isn't a whole lot of time for that. You have children, you have work, you might be in school, and you might be caught up in the daily routine of life. But the truth is, dating shouldn't stop with marriage. You and your spouse need time together to renew and reconnect in your relationship. You both have different things going on. You're both still changing and learning, and you need a time alone where you can share these things with one another. One of the things that you can do to rekindle your relationship is to make your spouse a priority. Now, I understand that it can be difficult, especially with little ones, to not want to put them first sometimes, but the reality is if you have a happy marriage, you'll have a happy family. Children take notice of things. They will see that their parents love each other. So set a specific time or day to have some one-on-one time. If you haven't dated in a while and you aren't sure what to do or where to even start, start with something simple. Think of something your spouse likes to do or one of their hobbies, or you can go to a restaurant you both enjoy. If you have children but few resources, look for creative ways to go on dates. For example, you might ask your in-laws or your neighbors to watch your children while you two get away for a mini vacation. You might exchange childcare with other couples for different date nights. Make sure to plan in advance so that you can have time to find a caretaker. Dating your spouse helps keep the romance alive. It will rekindle that spark that reminds you of why you fell in love with each other. It also lets your spouse know that they are a priority to you. When you take the time to plan an activity or do something nice for your spouse, it shows them that they are special to you and worth your time and effort. Jason and Erin Champion, a married couple of 17 years, said, "Dating will keep you both engaged and gives you something to look forward to. It breaks the routine that all married couples fall into. A good and regular date night will breathe new life into your marriage." Dating is fun, so have fun. Don't talk about work or kids. Talk about you and your likes and your interests. Plus, it's fun to get dressed up for a fun night out. Now, I know several couples might be saying, but we don't have money to spend going out every week. Well, guess what? You don't have to. Remember, it is not about the quantity of the date, but the quality. You can go on a walk together or rent a Redbox movie. You can go watch a free show at the park or try the samples at Costco. I don't know. Dating doesn't have to be expensive. You just need to spend time together doing something you both enjoy. So make it a goal today. If you feel like you need to freshen things up in your relationship, start by setting a day for your date. You can set one once a week or every other week, whatever works best with your schedule. Make your marriage a priority by making date night a priority. Take turns planning an activity for the both of you to do. I invite you to sit down with your spouse and plan out a couple of date night things that you'd both like to do. I promise you'll have so much fun and it will make you feel closer to your spouse. Elder Richard G. Scott said, "Express gratitude for what your spouse does for you. Express that love and gratitude often. That will make life far richer and more pleasant and purposeful." Great marriages don't just happen, they take time and effort. Tune in every Monday through Friday for daily doses of inspiration, and make sure to check out MormonChannel.org for more videos, daily quotes, music, and more.